members to come in, but here.
Made the decision once.
Well, no, I didn't make a decision for 12.
We have 12 now. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Agenda paper 24, which is on the 2015 agenda consultation. Now, the board has undertaken extensive consultation and outreach during this process, and the feedback statement will be the published summary of that consultation. And in this paper, we're seeking feedback on several aspects of the feedback statement. Just before we consider the paper, though, I thought we might quickly update you on the FASB's agenda consultation, which we last brought to your attention in the April paper. As expected, the FASB has published an invitation to comment on some specific aspects of its agenda. The invitation to comment was published in August, and it will be out for comments until 17th of October. And as we mentioned in April, it asked specific questions about four topics that could be added to its work plan. And those are intangibles, both internally generated and R&D, pensions and other post-employment benefits, distinguishing liabilities from equities, and reporting performance and cash flows. And in the document, which is a very detailed document running to 70 pages, I think, the FASB asks for each whether the topic is a major financial reporting issue and asks specific questions about alternative approaches it puts in the paper and the scope of the issue itself. Obviously, we won't know what the outcome of that will be until after the comment analysis is taken to the FASB themselves. So just that quick update on what's happening in the States. The first question that we'd like to ask you is about the feedback that the board heard. There will be extensive discussion in the feedback statement, but on page 4 of this agenda paper, we list 15 key messages which we think really were key in the agenda consultation process. And the first question I'd like to ask the board is whether you think we've correctly identified the key messages that you've received.
I think so, but when you have the list, the 15 points under your eyes, it's clear that there is a lot of contradiction between different messages. So in drafting the feedback, I think we will have to show where the nuances on the balancing act that we have to do. Because when people say, do less narrow scope amendments, but focus on maintenance, on do whatever is needed as a result of PIR, it's clearly a contradiction sometimes, and so it's normal that there are contradictions, but we have to show that in the way we draft the feedback statement and saying people say this, but however they say that, and etc. Yeah.
Sue?
So looking at this list, we talk about specifically providing implementation support for new standards, and we talk about maintenance activities on PIRs. Did we not get sort of reaffirmation of the desire to continue support for consistent application more generally as one of the key messages?
It came up more, I think, specifically in the trustee, where they asked a consultation, where they asked specifically if we were doing enough for consistent application. It did come up occasionally in our own consultation, but the words consistent application, they do come up, and they will be discussed in the feedback statement. Yeah.
So I'm just a bit surprised not to see it.
I think it's partly because in the request for views we were talking about implementation support and maintenance as part of our key activities, and that's why people tended to word it in that way.
Okay. So do you think implementation support for new IFRS standards is narrower than what perhaps people were thinking?
I don't think so, no.
What I have come to feel a little bit uncomfortable about since we took our decisions on the agenda is that we have nothing on our active agenda at this point that is remotely connected with the issue of climate change. I wouldn't,
yeah.
That's what a lot of people have been asking for. If there was nothing in our scope that had to do with it, I wouldn't think it was necessary that we had to do something. Fortunately, Ian rescued extractive industries from oblivion, which is now in the pipeline. During a trip in Kenya, I had the benefit of getting an overview by Matt on this standard, which is, when you come to look at it, is really a disgrace. And it's a very important industry worldwide, and I really don't think we can live with that standard, so I feel a little bit of urgency there. And also, we are not doing anything at this moment at price-polluted mechanisms, which I believe is also important. Now, I don't want to tear open all the decision-making again, but if we can at least exude something in the consultation that we think it's very important that we'll get to it as quickly as possible, that might be helpful. And perhaps we have to look, at this moment we don't have any joint programs we're not really using the national standard setters. I don't know whether they can be used for one of these projects. I think we have to take a further look at the possible cooperation with national standard setters. So, I feel a bit uncomfortable about...
This is something which has come up internally, and it's something which we discussed on page 8 of this paper as one of the other topics that came up. Since this paper was published, we have looked at it internally because there have been some people who've raised similar concerns to yours. As you're aware, the foundation staff are monitoring this quite closely, and they're looking at what the Financial Stability Board are doing and the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board are in this area, and it is an evolving area which we're waiting to see what finds out, what does happen. But I think perhaps some of the wording that at the moment we're using, where we say we don't think that it's likely to require standing setters for the next 5 years or something, does need to be softened to show that to the extent something evolves, which we do feel that we need to look at, we probably should.
Well, I would really hope that we can get to extractive industries before those 5 years are over.
Yeah.
Well, that is the purpose of what we're saying in the pipeline. It's during the current agenda cycle. So
yeah.
Absolutely.
Not a...
Can I just ask on the climate change?
Yeah.
What do you have in mind?
Nothing more than what I just mentioned, which are, you know, sort of a remote connection. But at least we can then say we are working on two different standards that have a link with climate issues.
The Financial Stability Board has its task force, and it will report sometime around the end of the year, or by the end of the year, we understand. So whatever they come out with may provide a stimulus to work, depending on what they say. It would be a natural point for the board to make an assessment.
We are going to have this round table in Geneva, the ISAR conference in 2 weeks' time, and this is the role of accounting in relation to climate change, etc. So there are two issues. The one is obvious impairment of assets that may not be used, may not produce the cash flows you were expecting. Is there anything unique? Not really. Any asset is subject to impairment test. Here you have new conditions which may trigger an impairment. Fine. We could easily say one of the elements to consider when you look at your assets and look at future cash flows, is there a risk in relation to climate change that the cash flows will not be those you were expecting? It's just an example of possible indicators of impairment. The standard setting exercise is very, very limited. It's just adding an example of possible indicators. And we could get, I think, some benefits with a very limited effort here. At least show that we are part of this thinking about the effect of climate change. The other is more difficult, it's about future risks, which are not yet affecting your assets, but may in the future affect your assets. This kind of risk disclosure, where does it pertain best? To the notes, to kind of IS1 disclosure, or something similar to IFRS 7 disclosures, or is it outside the financial?
It would not be the main thrust of writing a standard on extractive industries, but from what I heard, it is extremely permissive standards, what we have now, with all sorts of very funny practices.
Don't get me wrong, I think extractive activities is very important and we should do it, and I voted for doing that. My concern about mentioning climate change is we might give people a completely wrong impression about what this board might end up doing.
We have to be very careful, but obviously, you know, we're not going to write standards to influence climate change. But perhaps that reflect more properly certain financial instruments that have been created for climate change, such as price-limited mechanisms.
You mentioned two projects. One is abstract industry. Another one is about emission trading, right?
Yes. Exactly.
I personally feel, you know, it's related to our resource allocations. I personally feel we should spend more effort, and therefore, if we feel it's possible, we should write a little bit more. I don't think we should change our decision, you know, as a pipeline project. And I should report to you, the China already published its own the exposure on how to account for.
Sorry, what?
Chinese Ministry of Finance already published ED on how to account for.
It shows trading.
Because of, you know, the big protein in China, in the world. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. What are the elements?
Well, if it's good, perhaps we can just copy it.
There's just a quick question, clarification to April on the messaging. Most bonds are recommendations. The ASB should complete, should do this and that. Almost the last bullet point you mentioned that some respondents did not understand the strategy, objectives, and processes of the research program and the relationship between research and the board's artists. So this is not really a direct recommendation. So I guess, and just for you to confirm that in the paragraph 8, when you mentioned the section on research program, we include an explanation of standard setting, the role of the research, and how we select. So this will be the direct response to this perception. That's fine. It's just...
Mary?
A reaction, I think, mostly to your comment and concern about in the climate change area. Part of me is trying to freak out quietly about the idea of losing the ground that we gained so painfully in the agenda consultation about more discipline in terms of our choices, more realism about timelines, and caution about asking national standard setters to do work if we don't have an immediately active plan to be part of that work and to respond to it. And I, you know, when we talked this morning about the interpretation committee paper, you know, Steve's comment was that shows the importance of getting equity method progressed and addressed. And I think any time we have an on-point discussion, we see the importance and the urgency of the thing we're discussing, but we have to keep it in the overall context. Now, having said that, I think what you've highlighted, in terms of the messages you're hearing externally, is maybe we need a positive in the sense of an explicit discussion about climate change and our consideration of issues relating to that in the feedback statement, identifying the two things that are on the pipeline as things that, you know, are standard setting in the related area. But I think maybe the other point to bring out is, in the short term, at least in accounting standard setting speak, you know, our time frame, it's more likely that the issues that come up will be interpretive as instruments, products, etc., are developed, you know, in different test cases, and that we, in maybe it's in part the monitoring we're doing on corporate reporting generally, to be particularly proactive in terms of trying to identify these and get early discussions, perhaps through our interpretation committee mechanism, as part of the supporting consistent application point. And the last thing is, when we're talking about our pipeline, I mean, I think we understand in this room when we say we really want to get to everything on the pipeline before the next agenda consult, but get to it doesn't mean having completed the standard setting. you know, it means decision about what it is we're going to do, and I think we just have to keep messaging that, or if people here will get to it, they think, okay, you say you're going to be done with extractive industries by the next agenda consultation. It's just expectations management.
Yeah, and just on the pipeline, I'd just like to remind you that we don't expect to recommend to you this year that we start up any of the pipeline projects. What I think we'll aim to do is kind of 3 to 6 months out, when we can see we might be ready to start thinking about some, we'll discuss with you which ones would make sense to think about bringing.
But right now, we're not doing anything with national standard setters, okay?
Well, we're going to have some discussions with national standard setters next week anyway, okay, about some of this, but I think the important point, building on what Mary said, is that it's not just about our capacity to do the work, but it's also about stakeholders following us, and so we don't want to have too many things on the go at the same time, whether it's us or the standards that's doing it for us. So I think we just want to try and keep the discipline over.
And they are involved in aspects of what we're doing, so macro hedging, for example, EFRAG have been doing some work and feeding it into us, so it's not that they're doing nothing.
Okay.
Goodwill.
Yep, goodwill.
Yeah. Any more comments?
Then the next question concerns the structure and content of the feedback statement. On page 5, we lay out the structure. There'll be a discussion of the progress that we've made in the last 4 years, the consultation and outreach process that was undertaken, how we approached building the work plan, the 4 themes that we had, and then, as we discussed a moment ago, more explanation about how research integrates with our standard setting approach. It'll also include the board's work plan at the time of publication to illustrate how all this feedback has affected the work plan. And so the question for you is whether you think that the proposed structure of the feedback statement is appropriate.
Agree.
Yes?
Yep.
Agree?
The 2015 agenda consultation was principally concerned with gathering views on the board's strategic direction and the balance of its work plan, but during the consultation process, some participants also commented on matters of a more strategic nature, and these comments are included in Appendix B with suggested responses to each. We mentioned briefly the first one, which is on climate change and wider corporate reporting, but do you have any comments or suggestions on the other matters discussed in Appendix B?
No, that's not the case.
Are there any other comments generally that you'd like to make on the feedback statement or the agenda consultation process?
No.
No?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's